is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? I'm blissed. And your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. Hour number two. John Reagan's with us. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. Before we get started, I know you want to talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis, and it's parallels to today. Now, for the meetup tonight, it's really, really icy here at the farm. The cows are covered. Their backs are covered with an inch or two of snow, literally. It's almost like they have snow blankets and ice blankets on them. They're sleeping in the frost and snow. They're freezing cold. It was 3 degrees here when we started the broadcast. It's 10 degrees now outside. What's it like in Springfield? You're about 50, 60 miles from where I am at the farm.
Yes, I was out this morning shoveling some of that global warming. Mm-hmm. And it is not nice out there. It was 3 degrees with a wind chill of minus 16. And it's not going to be very much better during the day and tonight. If you are able to get on the main roads in Springfield, it's not bad. But even just getting in and out of parking lots can be issues today.
Okay, well, that was my concern, John, because when I was on the tractor going up the road, all I had to do was drive maybe a little less than a mile on the road. And I had an undershirt on. I had a thermal long sleeve shirt on. Then I had a sweatshirt on. And then I had a thermal suit on, and then I had a jacket and a hood and a woolen cap, and I had goggles on and earplugs and two sets of gloves, and I was frozen. And I wasn't out there very long, maybe a little less than an hour, and I was absolutely frozen. Tips of my fingers were frozen, even with two pairs of gloves on. I mean, it's better with two pairs than one pair, but I was still really cold. So, all right, so let's not do the meetup tonight. We've just made the decision. We're not going to do the meetup because I don't want to put anyone in harm's way. It's not worth it. Even with a really interesting presentation and seminar tonight, we'll move that to a different date. So there is no meetup tonight, class. No meetup tonight. I love the meetups just as much as everyone else. It's a lot of fun for me, you know. And I arrive there around 5 to 5:30, and sometimes we stay till very late at night, sometimes 11, 12. We've stayed even later than that. And I know that some people have stayed into the wee hours of the morning. So we will not have a meetup tonight, class. No meetup, USAprepares.com at Ziggy's, and I'll notify Ziggy's that there's no meetup so the waitress doesn't have to, our dedicated waitress won't have to be there to fight the snow today. Well, thanks for that, John. You've got some concerns about what's happening with Russia. Why don't you take us to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com?
And before we get started, I want to follow up on a couple of things you talked about in the first hour. There's a lot of items that we never get a chance to get to because we just run out of time. And one of the ones I wanted to pull up was about Germany and its gold. Of course, okay. I think everybody now knows that Germany has requested its gold back from the United States.
Right. Right. So, John, is this on your website? Because I don't see it. Am I not looking in the right spot?
It's not in the resources for today. Okay. This is something that was in one of the earlier resources that we didn't have time to get to.
Okay.
So the United States has sent Germany, I believe it's 5 metric tons of gold. And that sounds like a lot, but the logistics on that really, really is not that bad. if you can imagine a cube, which means all the sides are the same size, a cube 15 inches on each side. That is what space is required for a metric ton of gold. So five of those cubes is all that's been returned to Germany.
John, I think you just stunned a lot of people. It's 15 inches on each side, a cube is a metric ton, five of those. That's what we've returned to Germany. And, John, do you have? Do you remember how much gold we have been storing for them?
I'd have to look it up, but I know it was a whole lot more than that. That was just a small fraction.
Okay, so what's the lesson in this, John? It seems to me that the lesson that everyone should learn is not to trust a government with your assets, right? Especially ours.
And in this case, I think it's even worse. I believe it's Federal Reserve, New York Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, okay. And I also heard
where are we
you
going
talk
next?
About, I also heard you talk about using cash to remain anonymous. And
yeah.
That is really only true if you're going to mom-and-pop stores.
Right.
If you're going to one of these membership warehouse stores, they already know who you are, what you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to any kind of large store, they are starting to use facial recognition software so that even if you pay with cash, they've already tied you to the purchase.
I was experimenting with some software yesterday, John. I hooked up a camera to my PC, and it has an image of a kitten. And if I moved a little bit to the left, the kitten moved to the left. It was, you know, the face of a kitten. And if I moved my head up, the kitten looked up. What I'm saying is this software is able to track my movements in the camera, up, down, left, right, forward, back. Unbelievable. And that's just free software for consumers. That's nothing compared to what the government has to track who we are and what we look like in our images. You are absolutely right. And I went to the DMV, and the lady who took my picture, who, you know, really wanted my eyes open, and I just couldn't keep my eyes open for my license picture the last time I got one, which was maybe a month or two ago. She couldn't believe that my license was issued with my eyes closed. She couldn't believe it. And she thought she was going to get in trouble for not forcing me to have my picture taken with my eyes open. And I told her, you know, I wanted to. Just the thought of that flash going off made me close my eyes. So, class, I don't know if that's going to happen to you when you have your pictures taken, but it's for me, it's really hard to keep my eyes open. Just a thought. John, what's next?
Hey, it's great to live in a free country, comrade.
I'm going to miss seeing you tonight, John. Next week, Joel Wallach's coming to town. He's going to be at the meetup. Joel Wallach, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He'll be at the meetup, and he's on center stage. His group called and said, hey, can we come to the meetup? And I said, sure. So the 10th, March 10th, Joel Wallach at Ziggy's, absolutely free. If you want to get a copy of one of his books, you can buy one, get it autographed right then and there. So that'd be fun. So Joel Wallach will be in town at Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, starting at 5:30 next Monday. It's always fun when Joel Wallach comes. And the owner of Ziggy's came up to me one time and said, who is that guy? He yells a lot. He says, no! Have you heard Joel Wallach say no? Oh, man. Well, Joel Wallach got some complaints. He got some complaints from some of the other diners at Ziggy's. And I said, sorry, can't help you. I'm not going to tell him. I'm not going to tell him not to say no. If he wants to say no with emphasis, he's going to do it. And hopefully we won't have to find another place to have our meetups. But I am not throwing Dr. Joel Wallach, USAPrepares.com, senior instructor, overboard because somebody doesn't understand the emphasis that Joel Wallach is trying to make during his presentations. John, you've heard him say that, right?
I think people on the opposite end of the hotel have heard him say it.
You can, when we have an expo, you can hear him clear across the expo hall. He doesn't want anybody to sleep. He wants to make sure everybody's paying full attention. Okay, John, what's up next? Where do you want to go? I'm at thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I'm at the news tab. Where do you want to go?
Well, I think everybody knows that there's a situation going on with the Ukraine over there. And when I started following it, I didn't give it a whole lot of thought. It's kind of like everything else going on in the world, you know, from Libya, Egypt, Syria, you know, a bunch of the European countries. A lot of times you see the fingers of George Soros in on things. And I was reading where Europe's trying to nudge the Ukraine into joining the European Union because they need the money, of course. And then I came across an article that changed my view on things. And to start putting some things into context, I shot you an email talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis. And you're a little bit older than me. I wasn't yet in first grade. So I really didn't understand what was going on with the Cuban Missile Crisis, but I knew that my parents were troubled.
Mm. Everybody was troubled back then. We thought we were going into World War III. We thought there would be mutual assured destruction. That's where we thought we were going. John, we had drills in elementary school where we would duck and cover. We expected the windows in our classrooms to be blown in from the nuclear detonations that were going to come our way from the former Soviet Union. We would get under our desks or we'd march out into the hall very, very quickly, and we would cover our heads and we would try to protect ourselves from what we were told would be falling debris. That was that's what we were expecting from the Cuban Missile Crisis. John Regan, I'll be right back.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, no meetup tonight. John Reagan and I talked about it. The weather is just not conducive for a safe trip to Ziggy's, at least in my opinion. So no meetup tonight. The next meetup will be next Monday. And Dr. Joel Wallach will be in town, live and in person, signing autographs and dispensing his advice for being healthy. And he'll be talking about longevity. If you want to join the team, you can ask him directly. And he will have his staff with him. I'll be there. And many of your instructors will be there. That's next Monday, Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, absolutely free. No meetup tonight. John Reagan, let's continue. We're talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis, and I described what it was like in the classroom when I was an elementary student during the 1960s.
And then most of us were used to the Vietnam War, which was still going on when I was in high school. I went through 4 years of Navy ROTC in high school. So that was kind of a small number of the people in my high school that took the ROTC program. So most people never got any kind of military education in high school. I went on, took 3 years of Air Force ROTC in college. Again, it's a small fraction of the people on the college campus that got a military education. Then once I went on active duty, I completed squadron officer school, which is pretty much expected before you get promoted to captain. And before I had resigned my commission, I'd taken most of Air Command and Staff College to the point where I only needed two more tests to finish that. And then while I was in Germany, they took a bunch of us to the base theater, and we had a secret briefing put on by Intel telling us about the Soviet Union, even having one of our Intel officers dressed up as a Russian officer in enacting out what life is like in the Soviet Union. So I've tend to look at things a little differently than most people that haven't had that education and experience. And we've had a lot of things happen, you know, over the last 40, 50 years. And once I saw this article that talked about what happened in 94, that really caught my attention. Because when the Soviet Union fell, the satellite states became free and they needed to have some backing in order to not fall back under the influence of Russia. Mm-hmm. So a lot of treaties were signed back in the 90s. And in 94, there was one signed with Ukraine that if they are invaded by Russia, that countries which include the UK and the United States are obligated to come to their defense. Well, Russia has invaded Ukraine in the Crimean Peninsula so far, and possibly even other areas. And that means we either honor the treaty, in which case we got a nice war going on, or we dishonor the treaty, and all these countries like Iran and North Korea know that they can push the United States any which way they want to.
John, what you're saying is really serious. We're in a box. We're in a catch-22. Our word is either worthless or we go to war. Or maybe we can lie our way out of it and find some middle ground. But, you know, John, we talked about war on many broadcasts here at USAPrepares.com. We talked about how do we get out of this financial mess we're in? How do we do it? And war is one of the ways out. You know, the international bankers have put themselves over the years in a position where they profit from war on both sides. They do. I mean, IBM was selling machinery to the Nazis to keep track of those people who were being incinerated in concentration camps. The Bush family was instrumental in working with the other side. Not us. John Regan will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
John Reagan's with us. John Reagan's the author of The Financial State of the Union. Website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. If you'd like to get a copy of the book, you can go to usaprepares.com, page one. And you can click on the post. It'll take you to a link, and you can buy the book. Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. I've read it. It's brilliant. It's a fast read. It's paperback. It's available on Amazon. And you get it right now. John Reagan, what's next?
Well, now I've pretty much laid the foundation.
Yeah.
Let me continue on with up until now, what was the most concerning time that I experienced? And that came, I was stationed in Germany from the fall of 82 to the fall of 85. And during that time, there was a point where the Soviet Union had two of their premiers die within a matter of months. And we ultimately ended up with Gorbachev leading the Soviet Union, somebody that we really didn't know very much about. And when you're stationed in Europe, you're basically the sacrificial pawns. And this is the height of the Cold War. So it puts you a little bit on edge because if the flag goes up, you know that your life expectancy isn't very long. So up until now, that was the events, I guess you could say, that was the most concerning to me. However, what's going on now has me even more concerned than that. So let's move on. I've got some articles posted under Ukraine for the resources today. And this came out before things really heated up. Obama wants to shrink the army to the smallest size since World War II. And this is troubling on a number of levels. One, if you just look at what's happening internally, what Obama has been doing, he's been creating a military-style force within other agencies, Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, you name it, in order to, what looks like to us, institute a police state in America. At the same time,
it's absolutely clear that's what he's doing.
He's been sacking loyal, patriotic commanders out of the military. So just on that line, making the army even smaller is kind of like bad news for American freedoms. But when you look at it on the world stage, when you have a small army like this, it means that when events happen, you end up having the possibility of going nuclear much quicker because you face the choice at some point where you would either accept defeat or go nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to read the Second Amendment very quickly because the standing army technically is unconstitutional. And the Second Amendment reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. We, the people, are the militia. And what most people don't understand in the difference in English between now and a couple hundred years ago, well-regulated means well-trained. We are the defense for our country. Now, because of budget constraints, they are probably going to be able to get a lot of this reduction in the army passed. That tells the rest of the world that we're now weak. We can't do what we could used to do. When this started heating up Saturday, the national security team met, but guess who wasn't there? I don't know where Barry was, but he was not in the meeting. The news articles say that he was briefed by Susan Rice, who, just as a reminder, she was the one that came out and told us that Benghazi was all about some movie that had been posted that nobody ever saw. So that, again, shows how we have a situation that may be one of the most critical situations we faced in the last few decades, and he doesn't even attend the national security meeting on that. Very bad signal to our enemies, and I suppose our friends, too.
Mm-hmm.
To paint the picture a little bit on the Ukraine, third tab down is called Will the Gas Pass? And Russia is a producer of oil and gas. They supply about a quarter of the gas that Europe uses. And there's been a couple of times when they've cut that off and cause some problems for Europe. Well, Ukraine also has a reliance on Russia for gas and they've also got a debt problem. And this article talks about that a bit, where Russia is saying that they're going to discontinue the discount that Ukraine is paying for gas, which means they have even more to pay, which just makes a bad financial situation even worse. And if things keep on heating up, I guess some pun intended there, Russia can shut off that natural gas, and by next winter, that could make things very, very bad in Europe. Europe is already having economic problems. If Russia shuts off the gas, that means the price of gas to heat homes shoots up, just like here. We've had bad winters, and our gas supplies are sitting now at zero. It's not a good situation to be in.
And John Reagan, I have a friend who flew out to Ukraine to help some people. He flew out on his own dime to help some people insulate their homes because the heating situation is really serious in Ukraine. As of a couple months ago, it was really serious. So he flew out from the East Coast, the United States, to go to Ukraine to help people insulate their homes because of this crisis. John, we've got Greg from Utah. He's a station manager at KYAH, one of our affiliates. Greg, it's great to know that you put us on drive time in Utah and that you're listening to the broadcast live. Welcome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. That's
nice to be here. Yeah, there. One thing that they're not looking at, and people aren't looking at, is this so-called Al-Qaeda, who's gone into these countries like, and uprooted the government, caused enough stress and problems to uproot an elected government, and they're doing it in the Ukraine as well. And in a country like that where not everybody's armed, it's fairly easy. They just have to arm them well enough to go in and uproot the elected government. Actually, the elected president fled from the Ukraine to Russia. It happened over the Middle East. It's happening in other countries. They're going into all these countries. That's why they put so many people in these countries in Africa. They're getting ready to cause the chaos to bring in their new world order. And this is all a part of it. And what we need to look at is Russia is their friend. I mean, just like who was it that was pushed out of what country was that we just got? The one that's basically Armageddon prophesied in scriptures to be completely desolate. What country was that?
Syria.
Syria. Just like the president of Syria had to flee and get Russia's help because they're friends with Russia. We're having the same thing happen in the Ukraine right now. And that's why, good old Barack Obama is over there wanting to supply them arms and calling them peaceful demonstrations. Well, a peaceful demonstration, it does not involve cutting the hands off of people. That's not peaceful at all. They're a CIA mob, basically, going around and uprooting governments, elected governments. The mainstream news is making it look like it's the people of the country that's doing it, and it's not. And we need to keep that in mind. It's a horrible thing that's going on right
now.
That's
a really good point.
Country. Yeah, this country is going to be, it's not going to be pretty. Because we're allowing this to happen. Mm-hmm. We're allowing Barack Obama and his New World cronies to take our military and the CIA and to go over and uproot all these governments. I mean, it's just horrible. It's horrible what's going on. It makes me sick to think about it. You know, we should have never allowed these things to get
above. John Reagan, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, this is definitely a part of the picture, and the financial consequences of this, when you start putting these pieces together, we already know that the dollar is in the waning days of being the global reserve currency. There has been talk for the last few months of a global currency reset, and this event may be in line with that. We have China.
John and Greg?
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that I'm going to be talking this afternoon with one of our instructors in Europe. And what I'm hearing is that, you know, our top hospitals are, you know, equivalent to the top hospitals of Europe. But our middle-tier hospitals are a far cry from the middle-tier hospitals in Europe. We're going down. What I'm saying is the United States, I'm getting the word from people who travel all over the world that we're falling down. Exactly what the plan is, to take down the United States. Greg, thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate it. Coming up next, Mike's on hold from Maryland. John Reagan. We'll be right back. No meetup tonight. Because
it's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
you got your take? When you got the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm looking at a post right now. The Ukrainian prime minister says they're not giving up Crimea to anyone and urged Russian forces to withdraw. Okay? And I'm looking at a chart here of military strength. Ukraine, $2.4 billion in dollars. Okay? Russia, $68 billion. Armed forces personnel, Ukraine, 130,000. Russia, 845,000. Ukraine is dwarfed by Russia. John Reagan's with us. John, we've got Mike from Maryland. Mike, go ahead, please.
Hey, great show today, and I sensibly wanted to call in. I think your guest mentioned something about the increasing police presence. And I live just about a half hour outside of D.C. here in Germantown, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And the one thing, and maybe this phenomenon is more prevalent here due to the proximity of the belly of the beast, but I noticed that I see occasionally, a couple of years ago, I noticed I saw cars, a squad car is going around saying CIA police. And just a couple months ago, I saw a car saying FBI police. And NIH has its own police force. It just seems like a central agency. I understand security for buildings, but why do I see all these cars running around town from all these different agencies and police cars? As a matter of fact, here in the state of Maryland, you have a park police. Now, you would think you would see a park police guy with a Smokey the Bear hat, you know, on foot patrol in the parks, but no, I deliver automobile parts to the local state repair facility, and there's like 24 park police cars always parked there, and I continually see them running around town. And I don't know if you heard this or not, that our parks are supposedly under the control of the United Nations. And I talked to an employee at the state facility there, and he said just a couple years ago, the park police was granted authority to make arrests and stop anybody on any public roads. So to me, it just seems like our government is just using any excuse to have as many police forces through the various agencies under their power as much as possible. Does that look that way to you, gentlemen?
John Reagan, it looks that way to me.
It's even going that way at the local level. When I was in Texas, you know, you'd hear the school districts complain about not having enough money for education, but they seem to have enough money to create their own police forces.
Yeah, and to talk briefly about the Ukraine, it just seems like they're between a rock and a hard place. If you go with the IMF, they're going to be given loans they can never repay, and then they're going to default, and then the IMF is going to rake them over the coals and buy their assets for pennies on the dollar. But Russia just seems like they want to use them as a buffer state against a potential invasion from the West. So, you know, I don't see how anything good can come of this. I see several scenarios where the West would just treat it like another Syria, where they continually set off bombs and have provocateur incidents to create the chaos in Ukraine. And I would hate to see that happen, or a possible civil war.
Yeah, there's...
John Reagan?
I'm not sure there's any good way out of this, because even under the best of conditions, the reputation of the United States is being diminished and is continuing to be diminished. And there was an article recently about how the world really doesn't take us seriously because of who's occupying the White House. And if you want to see a graphic of that, the fifth link under Ukraine is, I've got entitled, Who's Afraid of the Girly Boy? And this goes side by side showing Putin, which don't necessarily say he's a good guy because he's a product of Russian intel, but look at him being a manly man versus our president and the way he acts.
Well, we get no business being in Ukraine anyway, and we support Al-Qaeda in Syria.
Yeah. We've got...
Mike, thanks so much for being
with us. Right.
Thanks for being with us, Mike. Thanks so much, Mike. Well, I'm at that post, John Reagan, Who's Afraid of the Girly Boy, and you're absolutely right. Vladimir Putin looks macho. Our guy looks like a girly boy, just as you said. John Reagan, thanks so much for being with us. No meetup tonight because of the snow and ice and freezing temperatures. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.